journalists just don't get data. They don't understand data. They don't understand how they as journalists could be the person who takes this big lump of unintelligible stuff, which is a set of figures about your community, and turns it into this, which is something that you, as a member of the audience or the reader, you can go to this tool or this place or this page, this web page, Flash movie, whatever it is, and you can find out exactly what I need to know and give it to you. And journalists don't see that as a journalistic role. They see that as a geek role. It's not. It's a journalistic role, enabling your audience to get the stuff that matters to them. In a lot of newsrooms, you will still find a lot of very old-fashioned attitudes that you take something and you've got to find the story. Well, yeah, of course that is important, but it's not the only thing. If you go into a school and there's a lot of bullying, you know, as a journalist, you want to find, okay, you want the victim, you want to know why is the head not doing anything about it. But also, you should be thinking, well, where does this fit into the wider picture? People who are reading this story, they're going to be worried about bullying in their own school. Where do I go to find out the information that I can then give to readers, you know, that will give them the information they want about bullying in their area? What those Chicago crime apps are doing, we're taking this big mass of information about crime and putting it actually on the map of the streets of Chicago. So you knew, if you lived there, and you knew there'd been three knifings at the end of your street, you as a citizen could say, look, there'd been three knifings at the end of my street, what are you, the police, going to do about it? Enabled you to take action as a citizen. And I don't think journalists are very comfortable with that as an idea. They want to see the story, tell the story, bang, it's gone.